Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host for beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Hope you had a blessed weekend. And we're going to take up today where we actually left off last week. The Church is presenting us in the daily readings. The first reading at Mass is taking us through Paul's letter to the Romans, which is just an epic book and filled with tremendously encouraging truth that applies to our lives right now. There's a lot packed into Romans, and it's a difficult letter, but it's also a profoundly inspiring letter. And today, we're going to take a look at parts of Romans chapter 8, which might be the most beautiful chapter in all of the New Testament, and all of the writings of the apostles. It's the chapter on the Holy Spirit, you might say. There's so many references to the Holy Spirit in it. And remember, Christianity touches our lives so profoundly. Paul is helping us here in this chapter come to understand so that we can lay hold of the actual transformational working of the Holy Spirit that Jesus is giving to each and every one of us. The gift of the Holy Spirit is at the center of what it means to be Christian. It's what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. To become a Christian means we're born again by water and the Spirit. In baptism, we've talked many times in the program over the last week and the week before on this, that in baptism is the place where the death of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus is applied to our lives. The victory of Jesus, the plan of the Father to bring human beings from death to life, to make it possible for us to overcome the condemnation of the law that's over the life of every single person because of the flesh and the fallen nature that we have and our inability to live the life that God has called us to live, the life of love, putting God first, loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, loving your neighbor as yourself. We're under the power of what Paul describes as the law of sin and death. Every human being is born into and born under the law of sin and death, which leads not only to natural death, but to eternal separation from God, which is ultimate death, you might say. And so Jesus came by the Father's command freely and with joy to make it possible to set us free from that law of sin and death, to come to live under the law of the Spirit. Paul will say phrases like the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The Spirit that is in Christ Jesus, that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. This is a Spirit of God that's stronger than death, that swallowed up death in victory, that can never be destroyed. The very life of the Trinity in Jesus is what raises Jesus from the dead. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all at work in this work of salvation for the human race and Jesus taking on human flesh so that human flesh can be transformed and transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit given to us in baptism. So I'm going to begin with Romans right from verse 1. And again, this is packed and we're going to try to harvest as much as we can out of it. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit to help us. So Holy Spirit, we ask you in the name of Jesus to enlighten our minds, to enliven and awaken our spirit so that each and every one of us can come to see the gift that has been given to us, that we can now walk by the Spirit because we're a new creation, because we're children of God. Come, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. Verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation. We could spend the day on this one verse because it's a battleground. The devil's strategy is to try to seduce us into believing we're still living under the law. The law, which was the commandments of God, which were given to us by God, which in themselves are good. But, as Paul said earlier in Romans, the law which was meant for good ends up ultimately condemning us. Why? Put it simply, the heart of the law is summarized, as Jesus said, in the first and greatest thing, which is to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all of your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. That's the heart of the law. That's what each of us were made for, commanded to do, but because of our fallen nature, because of the flesh at work in us, the willfulness and me first and all that Paul talks about and the apostles and the Lord himself talks about, the sin-sick condition of the human heart, none of us are filling the law full. We're not fulfilling the law. So the law meant for good exposes, like a light shining upon us, it exposes the actual sin-sick condition in our lives and that we are not fulfilling the law and therefore fall short of the law. And the law, then we come under the judgment of the law. And so we're in a position of literally being condemned. This is precisely what God, the Father, has done in sending Jesus, was to deal with this problem, giving us the new law, is what we will hear. So Paul is declaring there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus because we're no longer under the law. That is, we're not looking to the written law to save us. God saves us, gives us a new humanity, a new relationship with him. She talked about last week, the justification, the life of Jesus is given to us in baptism. And now we're under, Paul will tell us, under a new law. That's the law of the Spirit. The new law, as St. Thomas Aquinas tells us, is the Spirit of God that's dwelling in us. We're now living from a new principle, a new power, a new capacity to live a different way of life. So Paul is making it clear the devil's strategy is to entrap us, to lead us into believing we're still striving on our own energy to save ourselves in some way. And we fall short, which Paul himself discusses. He said, I do the very things, there's a desire in me, the concupiscence, the flesh is still present, it's not fully put to death. And so we fall, we're tempted. And the devil wants to say, you, because of your sin, all this promise of God no longer applies to you. And he fills us with self-condemnation. You're guilty. You're not good enough. And we're under condemnation. It's very important for us to be able to see and stand in the truth and don't let the devil steal what belongs to us. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Paul goes on, why? For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. There's the law, the written law, and the law of sin that's within the fallen human nature has set us free. The Spirit of God has set us free from that law, that sin-directed power within us in the old man that was dealt with through the blood of Jesus Christ, making it possible for the Holy Spirit now to be given to us. We become a temple of the Holy Spirit, a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. He comes now, the Spirit is dwelling in us, and the Spirit is the new law. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit is the life of Jesus himself. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Jesus said. He came, and he's the one in human flesh, where the very Spirit of God from all eternity is united to him, and it's in him. And he is the only Savior of the world. He is the future of the human race. What God the Father has done in Jesus is the way for every single human being to come from death to life, to enter into the very sharing in the very life of God. Paul will talk about the adoption that is ours and the Father's plan. Verse 3, for God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. So the law, as I was saying, weakened by the flesh. What does that mean? The law, which was meant for our good, that is a guide for us, it doesn't have the power to enable us to fulfill the law. Why? Because of the weakness of the flesh, Paul is saying here. And again, flesh means concupiscence, that direction towards sin, the desire towards sin that we have within us. It's the sin-sick condition of the human heart, as I was saying. Sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. So the likeness of sinful flesh. Jesus did not have sin in his flesh the way we did. He did not have concupiscence the way we have it. He's sinless. But he became like us. One of us is giving to God in the person of Jesus what was meant for every human being. Every human being was made to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, to submit to his commandments freely, joyfully, and give to God what belongs to God, to do justice to God, to just rightly, that's rightly ordered reality. And Jesus is the one who came in the flesh, and he's the one on our behalf who gave to God what belongs to God and made it possible for us to have a future and to participate in the life that belongs to Jesus, who passed from death to life. Jesus condemned sin in the flesh in order that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. We now walk according to the Spirit. We can't on our own resources fulfill the law. Jesus is the one, the God-man. He's the one who fulfills the law for all of us. And then he gives us the principle of life that was in him, the Holy Spirit. Again, that gives us the new power and the new capacity to live like children of God. We are born again. We are adopted sons and daughters through the gift of the Holy Spirit in baptism. We're sharing in the life of God, in the life of Jesus right now, those who are baptized into him. He says in verse 5, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. So here's the transformation. The mind that's under the domination of the flesh is the mind of the ego, me first, the pursuit of my priorities, my values, my will be done, not God's will be done or someone else's will be done. But in the Spirit now, as Paul will show us here, we'll talk about tomorrow, that the Spirit of God, this new power in us, begins to subdue the flesh in us, puts it to death. And we now live from this principle of new life within us, right at the core of our being. And we come to love what the Lord loved, the love of the Father, and our loves become rightly ordered. And so we set our mind on the things of the Spirit, who the Lord has given to us to bear witness to the truth, to remind us everything Jesus taught us, and to give us a capacity to love what Jesus loved in the way he loved it. Loving the Father, loving our neighbor, and rightly ordered love of self. It's a new life in the Spirit. That's the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. Hope you can join me tomorrow, friends. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once, and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.